Nothing lights us up more than helping people grow their wealth through multifamily investing in a way that actually feels good and makes sense where they are right now. That's exactly why we created the Where Am I Now Multifamily Assessment.
Here's the thing, no two journeys ever look the same. Maybe you're just starting out and simply curious about what's possible. Maybe you're dipping your toes into your really first passive investment, or maybe you're craving that behind the scenes peek at how it all works.
You might even be gearing up to go big and acquire your first deal, or ready to scale your portfolio to new heights by teaming up with strong partners who can help you grow like never before.
Instead of tossing you one size fits all advice, boring and not helpful, this assessment zooms in on your exact stage of growth.
It helps us get to know your goals, your challenges, and what gets you most excited about building wealth through multifamily investing, so we can hand over the tools, resources, and support that actually moves the needle for you.
The best part? It only takes a few minutes, but the clarity you walk away with, that's the magic. Think of it as your roadmap to what's next.
Ready? Head to kittysisters.com/whereaminow to get started. That's kittysisters.com/whereaminow.
Hey guys, come on into our Build to Rent community where we're literally turning dirt into gold.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
He's so cool. Okay, so Pom, how did we even get started with this build-to-rent project? Like, it's such a different model from our existing one, which was buying the existing building.
Yeah, actually, it's a really interesting story because for us, our responsibility to our investors is really giving them the best yield possible. And what we felt was this was the best asset class in order to do that because we are able to start everything from ground zero. We bought the raw land, literally the dirt, and we did every single thing to add value every step of the way. With existing properties, we're not able to do this because everything's already built out. You can see with this specific unit, look at how this countertop looks. Look at the light fixtures. Look at the black splash. None of these things exist in 1970s, 80s, or 90s apartments because those just wasn't built yet, right? So that was one of the things that we thought. Also, with this type of model, we are able to do longer term holds, have multiple exit strategies that allows us to give flexibility to our investors as far as like what can maximize their returns.
How do you do something like this when we don't even live here? How do we manage like our construction site, the people, our team?
Well, we are complete believers in the age of partnership. So obviously we live thousands of miles away. We're not here to do on-site management of the project, but we have a team that actually does that. And, you know, completely compared to the last time you were here, which was raw dirt, look what we have. It's quite amazing, right? Yes. Look at all the buildings, the structures are already up since the time you were here, just like probably about, what, like 8 months ago, something like that. So yeah, the team on site does a lot of the management. Me are more asset managing, so we're high level, we're not in the minutia. And that actually is a good thing because it allows us to really grow faster that way.
Yeah, so we always focus on the who, not the how, yeah. Right? So we don't have to know everything. And that is something that we always encourage and teach people that, hey, you don't need to know everything and do everything yourself.
Yep. Yeah.
So what is the biggest difference between doing development projects and buying the existing building? Like in terms of risk, timeline, and returns for investors?
So for this specific project, the interesting thing is we bought this project several years back. Now we're getting to year three of the project starting in January of 2026, but we owned this property, the land underneath it, for 2+ years before that without bringing in even one investor. That was purely our own money. That was money that we used to do the soft engineering plans, permitting, all those things. So that part de-risk a lot of investment. A lot of times when you get into new development projects, you're getting in as an investor, as an LP, ground zero, day one, when they're buying the land, which also increases the risk because that's the thing that can delay the time frame the most. The thing that's also different about doing a BTR is getting the loan is harder. Once you get the loan done, getting the draws to get paid from the construction, it's like it's so much harder. The paperwork that it takes to do a loan is completely different. So I would say the complexity, the layer of complexity for BTR versus my existing one is 1,000 times. More people, more managing of things that are being built, making sure that everything that we're putting into the units are going to be what are desirable for the people who are going to be, the residents that are going to be living here. As far as risk, of course, when you're buying a multifamily that exists in existence, the way we buy it, cash flowing from day one, you got 90%+ occupancy. But when you do that, you're also competing with a whole bunch of other buyers, which also increases the price. And in this today's environment, that doesn't give you great yield. When we're buying raw land, to be honest, the price that we bought the raw land for this project, today we cannot buy it for that price anymore. So we're able to capture that difference, that margin from buying raw land to having existing properties to becoming income producing properties. So every step of the way, we're increasing value. Now, as far as risks of doing a BTR projects, first one, of course, is construction delay or project delay. And that's been mitigated. In this specific project, actually, we are not delayed at all. We're under budget on both the horizontal and thus far, knock on wood, we're under budget for vertical as well. Typical risk are construction delays, not being able to get the loan or not being able to lease up. So far we've done two things already. We've done the construction, we're not delayed. We're under budget. As far as the loan, we were able to secure the loan with a very favorable term. And right now we're already beginning to lease up to the buildings, which is about 8 units. And that we already have interest coming through from our marketing campaigns.
And in terms of returns, so we have different type of investors. Some investors are looking for tax benefit, or while other people are looking for cash flowing. And then this type of investor who invests in build to rent community, they're looking for generational wealth, where, you know, like we literally have zero income and then lease up the whole entire community.
And the other thing that has to be really emphasized, which is a difference, is when we did this investment opportunity, when we did the webinar, the one thing we had to really try to first do was explain how it's similar to multifamily apartments that are existing. So the model originally, we did a 5-year hold and we explained this is a 2x return, etc. Now we also told them that because it's individually deeded BTR units, we have so much flexibilities. We can literally sell this one unit right now if we wanted to, or we can sell a group of them to an investor, or we can sell the entire property. Now, the beauty of BTR, because we built it ourselves, what ideally we would do is we'll hold the property long-term, have multiple refinances, which are obviously isn't taxable because it's debt, have the residents pay for the mortgage while we try to pay out the principal amount to our investors as soon as possible. So in a few refinance term cycles, you may have $0 or it's still stuck in the property, but it's still cash flow. So that's the ideal scenario that plays out over maybe 5 to 10 years.
So what we love is having doing the infinite return.
Yeah.
Right? Where investors have $0 ending the project and now they continuously get the cash flow. That's the ideal play. With yes. BTR.
And with build to rent, there's so many exit strategies. And when we buy any multifamily existing building or not, we always have to look, hey, how are we going to make money? How are we going to exit?
Yeah.
Right? Can we actually achieve that business plan? And with build to rent community, it's brand new. We actually have more options. Like you said, this one is individually deeded.
Yeah. So this is unique. Typically, builders don't do individually deeded properties because it actually takes way more paperwork. So imagine every permit, we have to apply for 118 permits instead of just one. Every building has to have its own certificate of occupancy. So that just adds a layer of complexity on the management side. But for the person who's going to be investing or buying the property from us, it gives them so much flexibility. And for our LPs as well, for our investors, we have so many options. Like I mentioned, even now we have brokers asking us, can we sell these? They're like, hold on, we haven't finished building.
Well, I know that an institutional buyer who's really big,
one of the biggest in the entire world,
actually wanted to make offer before we even have a building up.
Yeah. Yeah. They approached us back in April and said hey, would you be interested in selling? And we're like, not at the right price, maybe, but not today.
What surprises you most about build to rent project? Like,
either is like, oh my God, what am I getting myself to? It's so much more complex than I thought. Or wow, this is so rewarding. I think for us coming from the fashion background, we always love turning something that's on paper, like a 2D, into a three-dimensional, something that you can touch and feel. And most importantly, something that people can appreciate. This project is really fulfilling because we started out with a concept. We started out with a blueprint, like pattern. Yeah, like in pattern and fashion, we have technical design, which is like engineering. Then we have like all these blueprints, like patterns. And to have like the materials, to be able to come here today and touch and feel the things that we had envisioned in our minds, and it's real, is really amazing. And the rewarding part is like, I just imagine just both the person who's gonna be living in this place, how much pride and joy they would have that they get to live in our community. And for our investors, this is to think that their belief and faith in us is going to pay off. They put in the seed with us and now it's growing and it's soon going to have like money trees that they're going to be able to reap benefits from for years. That's amazing. For someone who had never done the ground up development project, what are the three most important things for them to get right? Number one is do not feel discouraged, because I know a lot of people would say, hey, don't do ground up development if you are brand new or just started. But here's the thing, I wouldn't recommend you do it if you're brand new. However, if you partner up with the right people, I think it's a great opportunity because investors are chasing yields. They're not, they don't need to know how to build a building. They don't need to know how to negotiate with a seller or even talk to the city. But the cool part is if you partner with the right people, the experience can be transferable. They will be able to help teach you all the things that you need to do. For example, we actually have a father and son duo that's partnering with us on one of our development projects. And they are brand new to this type of development, but they don't have to worry because they have people who are experienced who can help guide them. And that's one of our passions, because in the past 7+ years, we would not have been able to do any of this if we did it by ourselves. So I think the number one lesson is do not feel that because you're new, you have to settle for something smaller. You just have to find the right who to help guide you.
Yeah, but we would highly recommend if you're brand new, don't do it on your own.
Yeah, don't do it on your own, but find your Yoda and have them help you, okay?
And number two.
And number two is you really have to understand the market, what the market is willing to bear. Because when we did this project, we didn't just conjure up, oh, we're going to build 3-unit, 2.5-bathrooms just out of thin air. We did extensive marketing research to understand what this market wants. What are the things that amenities that they that will be desirable? For example, in this project, we have installed pickleball courts because that's like the new trend that's happening in our amenity center. Every unit also has an EV outlet because we understand that millennials and Gen Ys are looking for homes that have that outlet for each unit that comes with the townhomes right off the bat. So understanding your market is super important and be willing to pay for third-party research. We spent probably almost $40,000-$50,000 just to understand the feasibility of the project before we even raised $1. And number three is the private public partnership is extremely important. So what this means is that we made sure that the city was on board with what we're doing, that they love the townhome concept. In fact, we are the first townhome concept in the city. And the street that we have was a partnership where we gave them part of our land so that they can build a street that connects to one of the exit off ramps. So a lot of the things on site is possible, and how fast we've been able to do this project is possible based on our ability to really cooperate with the city. If the city doesn't cooperate, then we're going to be in a lot of trouble. We will not be able to do it this fast.
When you look at what we have built here, what does this project represent to you?
When I think back to our great-grandparents and where they were in Thailand, I don't think they would have ever in 1,000 years imagine that we would be these two girls
from our bloodline.
Yeah, we're like these two like little kids would be like building something like this in the middle of Texas. And they never even flew on a plane, let alone fly internationally to a different country. I think like that's like the dream in American dream. That's the thing that we represent. And we do that for our investors. We understand that those are also their dreams, even if they were born here or not.
But only in America
is dreaming of such things possible.
There's a dream in it.
Right. Yeah, only in America, there's a dream in the American dream. That's the only place it's possible to have that. The second thing is like on top of that, like once with the American dream, with that grid, once you stack on multifamily apartments where you're able to level the playing field, because 6-7 years ago didn't have any experience in any projects like this, and we were able to do this
based on income from finance,
rich or have rich uncles. Yeah, we didn't have the privilege or portfolio to, I mean, really, we have no reason to be able to do this at all. I'm just grateful that the playing field was able to be level because we were in the right asset to do that. And with that, once you couple that with using other people's money in the right way, you know, there's no ceiling to how much growth we can have in this business.
So we're not building wealth, we're building legacy.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.